listening to Almost Viral, the podcast that brings you news, videos, games, and ideas no one shared with you until now. Now, here are your hosts of Almost Viral, Greg and Matt.
Welcome to Almost Viral, the show that comes around once a year. I have no idea. You put the pressure on.
That was perfect. Okay. I think we got it.
We're just going to go with it. Almost Viral. You know it or you don't know it. There's a really good shot on either side. What we do is talk about what we've been doing since we last talked to each other. In this case, it's been 11 months, not quite a year. Go over our current obsessions, have some recommendations on podcasts and games, and then we talk about a video that we found that we think should be viral. So I am Matt. Joining me this episode, as all other five episodes, is Greg.
What's up, dude? Oh man, this video is gonna go viral, right? That's what you're saying.
I think it's going to. It's a day old, and I can't imagine it not going. I don't know if it's gonna go like Chewbacca lady mask. Well, I guess not Chewbacca wearing a lady mask, although I wish that would happen at this point.
Would you cut off her face and wear it?
I don't know if it'd be Animal lady Lecter wearing a Chewbacca mask viral, but I think it's gonna go a little viral for a week. And then everyone will forget about it.
Dude, if this goes viral, it's going to put us on the map.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, dude, Almost Viral found this video.
That's right. And you'd be like, I got to check out that show. I'm like, well, you're going to have to wait another year.
That's right.
That's how it goes around here. So I am Matt from NeoZaz.com. Joining me, as I said, is my co-host Greg from Arcade Impossible. I forgot to put in our plugs. So there we go. Yeah.
Arcade Impossible.
Arcade Impossible. That's youtube.com/Arcade Impossible. Is that your username?
That's right.
Yep. Follow the adventures of Greg as he is building his own. I guess it is an custom arcade. It's an arcade. I've seen video of it.
Basement arcade. And dude, it's full now.
Is it?
But, excuse me. Sorry. It's full. But we already have like the next 12 episodes filmed. Mm-hmm. They just need to be edited. So it's not full as far as the series is. But right now in time, it's full. And, you know, I'm going to like trade some away and I'm building a bar in there. So there's a lot of cool projects coming up. And it's weird, you know, determining which one I'm going to get rid of.
So you're going to start rotating machines just like an arcade would have back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Actually, that's really cool.
Like Gorf, I don't think is going to cut it, man.
Gorf. Yeah.
There's a couple others. I've already sold a few, but yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's not a bad problem to have rotating games.
Right. Film. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It's fun.
I've literally forgotten the password for my arcade machine PC from my main emulator. So it's sitting there doing nothing right now until I throw a password hack disk in there. Huh? What's that?
You haven't played that in years then?
No. Like every Thanksgiving, a friend that comes over, single guy comes over for Thanksgiving. Not you. You used to do that. A different single guy.
Okay.
Comes over now. I call him Greg too.
It's got big shoes to fill. Yeah. Like size 12 and a half. Yeah.
So we always have a annual Street Fighter game. So I know we played two Thanksgiving ago, but wow, this angle on the camera is really cool. It makes my finger look huge when I point.
It is huge. Yeah. Your finger.
No one can see this. But anyway, so I know two Thanksgivings ago we played, and we went to play this past Thanksgiving, 2015, and that's when I forgot the password. So it's been at least since Thanksgiving of 2014 that I played.
Is it Roy G. Biv?
No.
Or R11 capital J3T?
It is not. And it is not Big Boy. That's another one of your favorites from back in the day.
I love cheeseburgers.
No.
Oh, shit. That's one of my new passwords. Dang it.
And I didn't want to have to edit.
Don't edit it out. It's fine. Someone figures out what that's for. It's all good.
Are you drinking a hard orange soda or just an orange soda?
Henry's hard soda.
I recognize the bottle and I thought the label because Christy drinks all kinds of stuff from Henry's.
Dude, it's good. This is the first six pack I'm going through, and I was like the hard root beer guy for a little bit. Hard ginger ale, I can't get into at all. But yeah, the ginger beer stuff I love, and this is really good.
I've been finishing off a six Obsession Lager. You never had these? Okay.
No.
I mean, it's good. All their beers are pretty fair. They're pretty fair. They're pretty good. But what I like about them is they're a good party beer because under the cap is either a rock, paper, or scissors. So you pop the cap and play rock, paper, scissors right there as you're opening the beer.
Oh, that's cool.
Like the actual, like it'll be a hand drawing of a rock, scissors, or paper. So it's kind of, it's a fun party beer.
Compare your cap with
your exactly. Yep.
Okay.
And there's probably, I would imagine online, there's probably a bunch of drinking games based around it, but I haven't looked it up.
That's pretty sweet. Because,
yeah, I can take care of my own drinking problems.
Because you could do that, if they had that at bars, it'd be perfect, right? Because you order two and be like, all right, whoever loses buys the next round.
What would be, that's much better than the idea I had, actually. Actually, my idea could have cost bars money. I said the bartender could have challenged the guy to rock, paper, scissors, and then use the cap as whatever his was. But that could cost money. That's a terrible idea. That is a terrible business plan.
That's all right. We're not going to open that bar.
Yeah, it's fine. That's true.
It's good. Session lager? Is that what you said?
It's session. They have all kinds of things. This is their lager. Okay. They have IPAs. They have, what else did they have? They had an Indian pale. Well, it's an IPA. I think they had a stout. I'm trying to remember. I remember at least having three different labels because they're like solid color labels. Like I think their IPA was blue and their stout was like a purple. I'm trying to remember if I had. I'm picturing a green, but I don't remember what it was. So there's at least four they can think of. Yeah, like okay. I said, they're all fair. They're all good. They're all better than the typical run of the mill, super bottled beers, whatever you want to call them, the mass produced mm-hmm. stuff. So,
but, yeah, what they call it, micro brews or whatever.
I guess I don't know how small hipster some of these micro brews are now. Exactly. Yeah, I just
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No.
No, hipsters love Pabst.
Oh, they Blue. Do. Yes. Okay. Why do we always? Was it always come back to hipsters on this show?
Did we talk about them last time? You
at
hate
one
them,
point, right? We did. Whatever. I don't know that many.
No.
I remember you saying something we shouldn't do because that's what hipsters do.
What's funny is I was in the car with my girlfriend today, and she said something about how she's part hipster, and I've never looked at someone with so much hatred. Like, I looked over at her, and I was just like, ugh.
How's she part hipster?
I don't know.
Was her grandfather on her mother's side a hipster? What does that mean?
Obviously, I'm ignorant because I just went to anger right away. Like, I don't understand you and I'm mad.
That's why you're just my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not nice. All right. So what's our first segment?
All right.
Do you remember our last obsessions?
I do not remember. I don't know if it was... our last episode, I think it was our last episode. I was talking about baby metal.
I don't think that was the last one.
Was it? Oh, I don't know. I thought it was.
Oh, well, let's talk about some of them, right? Let's just reminisce a little bit. We had smartwatches.
Oh, God, yeah.
My rock climbing wall and then lack of a rock climbing wall. Yeah. I had
audio dramas.
Big one.
What was that? Which one?
Baby metal was your big one.
Baby metal, audio dramas. Barbecuing.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, smartwatches. That's all I can remember.
You still have a smartwatch?
Now I'm rocking no more smartwatches. I'm just Fitbit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think we talked about that last
Probably
time.
Probably did.
No, because I got this in January, so we did.
Last time, actually, I do remember you went from the Pebble to a Samsung?
Yeah, the gear one. And then I went to the Gear 2 Neo, and then I sold that to one of the help desk girls. And then now I'm Fitbit.
I don't know why I find that funny.
Well,
pretty much. You don't have your rock climbing wall anymore, right?
No, and that room is really nice, dude. I put some bamboo hardwood floor in there and refinished the walls. And now you can go out there and sit, and it's really nice. Old people. I feel like I'm getting old. Like, oh, this room's really nice to sit in now.
God, I don't have any sitting room that I'm aware of yet.
I did get like an old turntable set up in that room.
Oh, okay. This
pure all old 80s and 70s Pioneer equipment. And then I got some acoustic research speakers. And then it just sounds awesome.
That is so hipster of you.
You see how much I hate
you. Just part hipster. Just you're getting anxious.
I feel like my legs are sweating now. What the hell?
So okay, but that was the watch, the rock wall. What did we miss? There was another one you said in there. Didn't you say three? Or did I imagine you said three?
I don't remember anymore. Okay. That's all good. Yeah. So what have you been up to lately in the last 11 months that you're
obsessed with? In the last 11 months? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we did talk a lot about how Neozaz has grown. That's taken up a lot of my time. I don't know if you'd call that an obsession or as much as almost a second job, although there's no income to it. But
not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Until you get bought out.
Right, yeah.
Sell out.
Sorry. I can't wait for that day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Neozaz.com. I'm looking at it now, man. Are you still only guy doing the web design and everything else?
Yeah, in fact, we had to make some huge technical changes because we were on a shared host that I know you're familiar with how that all works, and we got more or less kicked off. They pretty much cut off all our services and like support because we were like just taking up we're basically taking up the entire server and making it unusable for everybody else. So
sure.
We're spread across three different things now. We're on a new host. All of our podcasts are on a completely different service on the one that hosts media. It only has our video and audio files. That is it. And then we're using a CDN. Stitcher
Is that Stitcher?
No, Stitcher is just an aggregator for your RSS feed.
See, I know shit about
podcasts. Gotcha. And then we have the rest of our content or pictures or whatnot. Not everything, pretty much everything but text and the WordPress engine is on a CDN. So we have everything spread across three servers now. I used to have everything all in one big bloated folder. Those days are over. We've well outgrown that.
Yeah, it looks great, man. I like the site. You got a Patreon. You should plug that. Totally.
Yeah, we have a Patreon page. It's keeping everything running and then some, so that's good. But if you're interested in checking out Patreon, we have different, like everybody does, different tiers of support. Check it out. It's at patreon.com/neozaz. All the exclusive stuff we've done over the years is, I guess, the biggest draw. A lot of people seem to be drawn to that because that's the only way we're trying to make it available right now.
Yeah, that's cool, man. And if we get to your goal of 466, we'll do one episode a month of Almost Viral.
We will? Is that on there? Oh, I was going to say.
No.
I don't think I would have ever made that commitment.
I just wanted to see your reaction.
Okay. That's all. I'll do it. Just maybe not with you me.
I'll do it.
It might be with two other guys.
That's fine.
We actually had to do two Patreon pages because everyone wanted to ask how to support, not everybody, I'm generalizing, but a lot of people asked how to support Star Wars in character, and they couldn't find it. That's why those numbers are so weird. It's like when we get some more people on Star Wars in character, I adjust the numbers over on Patreon. That's why they were round numbers, but I subtract them for the amount of money that we're bringing in on Star Wars in character.
Okay, I gotcha. So that has the biggest following of everything.
I would say that is our biggest year-round thing. Catacombs of Halloween Horror Nights is always huge in the fall. And Best of Fives is coming up close. And there's really not a whole lot of things that don't get their fair share. Even with waiting for a year when we plug Almost Viral, it still gets its download. Star Wars in character and Catacombs of the Heart, Halloween Horror Nights are our two anchor shows. So that's why we're working on. I told you before we recorded, I don't know what the term is, but we get notified by Universal for media and invited to the different media events. So we're probably going to expand our Universal stuff a lot because, of course, I love the park and I don't think it gets its fair new media exposure as opposed to Disney World. So I want to see if I can spearhead that.
I love the park too, man. Yep. Good times when I used to live in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sweet, man. Dude, Neozaz is looking good. That's haven't fun. Seen the site in a while.
Yeah. So. I figured if we're getting kicked off, might as well redo it. I actually started redoing it before we got... Actually, here's a real quick funny story for you and anyone that's technical. Actually, I tried to do the new site on the old host, and activating some features that we never use in the old site kind of made them aware of how much we were actually bogging down their system. So I kind of shot myself in the foot by updating the theme and activating some new features, you know?
Yeah.
So you
were just like killing everyone else on the shared host completely.
Yeah.
Then.
Yep. We never really bothered their database servers because their MySQL servers are hosted somewhere else. But when I started counting views and counting downloads and doing a bunch of statistical stuff within the website itself, and they started to notice a lot of read writes or mostly a lot of writes from our account, they started to take a closer look and went, you guys are kind of a pain in the ass.
All IO and CPU that you're killing.
Exactly. Yep.
thrashing the discs, bro. Yeah.
So if I had never updated the theme, I would have never had to switch host. Oh, well.
Yeah, and this is great. It's fast, too.
Yeah.
Super fast.
Super fast.
Oh, man.
It's HTML5 and CSS3 compliant.
Oh, HTML5. It's a native video player. Did you
three forms of video, MP4, WebM, and OLV.
Let's just do it. Let's do a geek cast.
I can't do that all night. I can't talk. I've now extended my web knowledge, so I'm already done.
Now, Linux, have you been taking advantage of ext4 partitions? Because they're just splendid. Oh, they just tickle me all over. Oh, God. All right.
I really enjoyed the benefit of remote office branch office in VMware while deploying it over four separate servers in two locations.
Yeah. I don't like Office 365 and single sign-on servers and federations.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on single sign-on server. And I'm not joking.
I'm either.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So what, besides NeoZaz, then what has been taking your time? Or are you still doing the running stuff? Like, what have you been into as an obsession?
I'm always running as part of my exercise routine, but I'm not training for anything yet. I'm about to start again in June because I just did one of those big Disney challenges where it wasn't as big as the Goofy. It was smaller. It was a 10K on Saturday and a half marathon on a Sunday. That I did about a month ago. I think a month ago from today. So I did my recovery run. I've taken some time off, but I have to start training in June again for a marathon I'm going to do in January. So I'm always sort of kind of running, but right now, at this moment, as you ask, I'm not training for anything, so I'm taking it easy.
Yeah, that Florida heat's tough, man. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine. Like, running here, it's like, oh, it's hot, it's 90 degrees. But then running in Florida, like I used to, I can only imagine you're actually running, like, good distance and just burning up.
That's why I like to start training programs for things that happen in the winter. Because your first, if I follow the training program and actually go to the low miles that it says to do, it says just, like, do 2 miles and three, then it kind of levels out 4 and 5 for a while. I can do that much on a treadmill and get through it. Then by the time you get to the long miles, the heat's kind of gone. So that's why I like starting training in summer, because I can muddle through on a treadmill or push myself through a treadmill session. And then the heat's kind of gone for the rest of the training.
The heat just kills it.
It's bad too. It's only, well, it's about to be June. It's just the end of May. And it's like, as hot as it is now, July is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been hot here too. It's been around 90s. Oh. So no other obsessions you can think of?
The only one, I'll call it an obsession, but I'm not done my first run through it yet, so I don't know that it's gonna how long it's gonna take. But it was an obsession building up to it. I'm giving a shot at brewing my own beer.
Nice.
So, and I just taste tested the first fermentation of the one I'm doing right now, like tonight, like as soon as I got home. In fact, when I texted you and said I was home, I was probably drawing some beer out of the fermenter, and I'm gonna bottle it this weekend. Then I'm gonna have to wait another few weeks. So I don't know. I mean, I was obsessed up to an extent to see if it's something I wanted to do and learn as much as I could about it before the first batch. But if this doesn't turn out, I'll probably be my last batch. So I don't know how much of an obsession that is yet. But right now, it did take a lot of time because I was reading the hell out of it, watching everything online, which there's a ton of stuff about homebrewing online, to see if I even wanted to do it.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten into the homebrewing earlier. Just seems like something like that you would get into.
Yeah,
you
know? It's not as intimidating as I thought it was. It always looked a lot more, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not as, I thought it was more, and it is a form of chemistry, but I thought it was a more, what do I want to say, like more the there's not as much calculating as much as there is kind of almost a cooking aspect to it, which I didn't realize. And once I learned that there was that to it, you still got to get some things right, and you got to, you know, watch what you do, but there's a lot more freedom to it. That's the word I'm looking for. I didn't know how creative I could be right off the bat. I thought I just would have to do exactly what these say, but no, I mean, I've already tried some couple things off the bat. We'll see how it works out. And yeah, it's not nice. As intimidating as I thought it was. It's really what I keep saying and mean to say, I guess.
And what I thought of as you're describing that is how I felt when I first got a hot tub. And I was like, I don't know how to manage all these chemicals. You had to do the pH, the chlorine, and what else? There's other stuff. I don't know. I'm terrible at it. But it's easy. You know what I mean? Like you dip and you adjust chemicals. But I don't know why it was so daunting. And I imagine it being the same way with brewing. It's just kind of daunting. Exactly,
it was very, very daunting until you understand how the entire process works. Which I don't know that I do or not yet. We'll find out in another 3 weeks when I crack open my first bottle.
Well, you should drink beer because it's good for you.
I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you...
I threw myself off.
Well, let me set it up for you then. What do you got going on? What's your latest obsession in the past 11 months?
So the big thing was... and we hadn't talked in a while, so I'll kind of set it up a little bit. I think it was February that Oculus Rift opened their pre-orders.
Yeah, a guy I work with is all into that.
So was he like ordering hardcore, refreshing like at 9:30 that morning, like just going through?
I don't know, maybe. It wouldn't surprise me to find out that he did.
So I did that for a half an hour at my job too, and I was just trying to get in. My buddy Mike is a day one order too, and he got in within the first 10 minutes. Their website was down. I'm refreshing. I'm getting order errors. It took me 30 minutes of nonstop trying until I got my order in.
But you got it.
And then they were shipping by March, end of March, supposedly. And then they keep getting delays. They didn't communicate. They just were really terrible dealing with their customers, especially the day one people. Oh. And everyone's just getting pissed off. And then I finally get an email saying, you'll have yours the end of May.
Oh.
And it should have shipped it in April.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is end of May.
Right.
I'm guessing you don't have it.
I got fed up, and I left my pre-order in, and I ordered an HTC Vive, which that's the one that has the room scale
versatility. Yeah.
So it's got these controllers and stuff, and I got the light boxes. You can't see them from the camera, but there's a light box in each corner.
Okay.
So it's full room scale VR, and I got that. And I canceled my order saying, hey, I got a Vive. I don't want this because you don't talk to me anyway.
Because you
suck. I'm breaking up with you. Aww. So
it's not you. It's me.
Yeah. So virtual reality, man, is freaking awesome. I said freaking.
It's way better than my real life.
Yeah, totally. Like there's a lot of gimmicky games like Job Simulator and just stuff that's fun.
Job Simulator.
Around. Yeah,
That's the last place I want to go is my job. When I'm
things like setting up a force feedback steering wheel and pedals, and then putting on VR where you're in an Indy car and you can actually look around and look at your side mirrors, and then race with people. That's super immersive.
Oh, you're back to your racing obsession that we talked about a few episodes ago.
Remember that was iRacing? Yeah. So they're going to have support for it too, and I was trying to tell Mike we're going to get back into that. So VR has been something that's really fun. There's a lot of like social stuff. Oh shit. There's actually an event tonight. I'm probably still going to be able to make.
Gotta go.
Alt Space VR is doing stuff where comedians will go into a virtual space and be up on stage in like a nightclub in VR.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can get in the audience. And
that's pretty cool. Okay.
There. Yeah. So Reggie Watts is... Oh, in 2 hours, 11:15 Central. So I am going to make that tonight. So he's doing a comedy set tonight in Alt Space VR, which is just like a virtual nightclub. So that's kind of interesting.
That is.
And we'll see how that develops. There's a ton of applications for it. And it's a good time. The other thing I'm working on, and this is a little bit techie too, is I released a video in December about you remember San Francisco Rush, the racing arcade game?
Yeah.
It's like 97. It's green, really big green sit-down machine. So I have two of those, and they're linked up. But in networking terms, they only speak layer 2. They don't talk IP at all. They're just like broadcast frames.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So
it's all they do. So they won't work over the internet, right?
Right.
So what I did was kind of draw up how it's going to work with the topology. And I did record some more videos today, but that should be out in a couple weeks here. But I'm almost there to where each Rush machine connects to a Raspberry Pi with Ethernet.
Okay.
And then the Raspberry Pi bridges the Ethernet with the Wi-Fi built in and connects to a VPN server that I have hosted in Texas or whatever. So then each person who has a Rush the Rock machine can buy a $35 Pi, put my image on it, connect to my VPN, and all the broadcast frames will be tunneled and encapsulated in VPN.
Right.
And then broadcast it to everyone else so we can play online.
That is cool.
And you can do up to 8 people. So it's going to be really awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I kind of drew out the topology and doing testing. I did packet captures in my video. Really boring stuff, but interesting if you want to look at that stuff, you know.
Is that on your Arcade Impossible channel?
Yeah.
I do want to see that, actually.
I kind of droned down in that because I'm not used to doing these technical videos, but people seem to like it, so I think it's okay.
It's that Midwestern accent.
Yeah. Back. Affleck. Ben Affleck.
Chewbacca mask.
It's kind of weird. Like, I've been, you know, working with this job. I told you about this job that I got in the last thing. It was like a year and a half ago. I got it. They like are going into financial difficulty.
Ooh.
And I haven't gotten paid in 5 weeks.
What? Why are you going in?
So my obsession now is not working.
You say. I'll get paid for 5 minutes. I ain't going in.
I know. They're on the news actually too, like 3 separate stations now.
Oh geez.
And I'm one of like 10 employees left and what used to be like 300, 400.
Oh my God.
So it's really sad. And hopefully people get paid. Even the people that were let go weren't paid, which is super illegal. Everything's illegal about that, but,
I'm laughing. That's not right.
I'm laughing. No, that's funny, dude. Like, I guess it's, the reason I said it is just to like let you know what I've been up to and probably why I'm going to get a bunch of these projects done that I wasn't getting done before is I have a lot of time now.
Right.
Because I'm not going into the office that's locked and keys are different now. So, that is what it is. But yeah, that explains why I'm going to have more time and that's why I'm going to get this VPN thing done. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting and fun. And I'm like building a bar with my dad.
Cool.
To use at my brother's wedding reception next month. And then after the reception, I get to bring the bar back and put it in my basement.
Hey, there you go.
So I have a full bar and TV and then the arcade set up. It'll be way better to sit and chill because right now it's purely just stand and game and it gets exhausting. It makes you not even want to go in there.
Oh, gotcha.
Where if I get set up the right ambience, do you say ambiance?
I've never thought it through that hard before.
All right.
I don't say ambient.
Right,
so
if it has the right that feeling, then, you know, with the bar and stuff, I would want to go down there and just hang out with a laptop with the games on and just watch TV or work or
do whatever. That sounds a lot better than your sitting room you were describing earlier.
Listening to my old records. Sitting room. You like this T-Bone Walker record?
T-Bone Walker. Some Robbie Coltrane. I don't want to hear any of that Miles Davis shit.
And what else that I want to talk about that actually ties into my free time is I got into this podcast and I don't know how I found it actually, but it's called The Minimalists.
Okay. And yeah. I
know these guys, they repeat themselves a lot, but you know, it's what you get out of it. And I got a good message out of them about decluttering and getting rid of shit. I mean, it's common sense. I have too much crap. You want to get rid of it and clean up your life, but they kind of put it in perspective, and that's what I got out of it. And I really liked that podcast for a little bit there. So I've been decluttering the crap out of my house and everything else and, you know, giving stuff to people or garage sale or whatever, you know. But it feels good to get rid of crap.
I guess. I can't get rid of my crap. I mean, not that I don't want to. It's not going away.
You got to listen to the podcast, and then next time we'll talk about
it. All right.
Declutter kick. I think that's all I had. Same thing. I went running yesterday and the day before as far as like fitness crap. Mm-hmm. Like I've been doing this Buff Dudes YouTube channel. I actually bought their little booklet. And I'm doing their 12-week lifting weights program.
Makes you think of the Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode, The Flyer from the Master.
Oh, the just the phallic yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. The phallic arm.
Yeah.
It's a bicep. Yeah, so I've been doing that, but the whole I went running outside and it felt really nice, dude. And then yesterday it was raining and storming. Mm-hmm. Do you ever go running in the storm?
Well, not I don't start out, but I've gotten caught in storms. You know how Florida storms are. They come out without a warning. I've gotten caught in storms, yeah.
It's actually kind of nice. As long as your electronics are covered, you're good.
But, yeah, yeah.
But it actually like cools you off. And I just that's ran. True, yep. It was raining and storming. And I just like, I'm going to go for a run. And it was really nice. Actually, and then my headphones broke.
Oh, yeah. I think the best time Christine ever and I ever had as a team on that Everest run was the night it rained because it kept cooling us off. I think, yeah, mm-hmm. We never got up to our like, we got a rest temperature.
Right. It's good for you.
It's good for
all
me.
Right. So I think. What's the next segment on this podcast?
We usually talk about what podcasts I'm listening to that I recommend, and you go into games.
And then we talk about Frank and Sharon.
God, yeah.
I'm sure they're doing fine.
Who needs a movie? I'm actually back. I'm kind of like, I wouldn't say I stopped listening to radio dramas. I kind of listened to the one. I got caught up on the ones I was listening to. And kind of went to something else for a while, but I'm actually kind of back on them now, but they're a little different. They're kind of like, do you know the podcast Serial?
No.
Okay. It's a NPR podcast. It's like, I don't know how they quantify this. It's been called the biggest and most popular podcast of all time. But again, since there's no real metrics on iTunes, at least at Apple shares, I don't know how that is true. Right. But it's certainly bigger than anything I do. I'm not saying it's not. But some shows I'm listening to have kind of taken that investigative journalism format and have made some draws. Three in particular that I'm kind of stuck on and wait until the next episode comes out. Eagerly, and they're called The Black Tapes, Tannis, and Limetown, and they're presented like you were tuning through the radio and you stumbled on a kind of an investigative news thing, but it's a series. It's the story's going towards something. What on all of them? I'm not entirely sure. So I'm kind of back on radio dramas, but almost this new age of them where they're mimicking the format Serial put together. Mm-hmm. I guess I should go back. Serial is like it's an investigative journalism type piece where they're done two seasons now and each has been on a specific subject of one is about a kid that may or may not have been wrongfully incarcerated for a murder. The other is about a soldier who may or may not went AWOL. Frustrating thing I find about that series is that neither of them have drawn any conclusions. So it's like I listen for the entire season and then there's no resolution or even a educated
it's like summation a soap at
the end.
Opera.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it just, there's no end. So that kind of irritates me. And I don't think I'm going to listen to that show anymore, but these shows are taking that investigative journalism format and fictionalizing it. And I'm assuming there's going to be a resolution. I hope they don't drive it into the ground and take the Serial route and have no resolution, but I think they're going to. So those are the ones I'm listening to now. Between those three, that takes up most of my listening time in the car.
So the creation process for that stuff, is that the equivalent of like writing a book for them?
Yeah, it's got to be because they're scripted. It's like Black Tapes is probably the most natural sounding. Tannis is a close second, and then Limetown is tied with Tannis. There's moments in Tannis and Limetown where it's like they'll get someone who's not usually on and not really an actor. So it's like you can tell they're reading a script and it might take you out of it if you're not expecting it, but after a few episodes you come to expect it and it doesn't bother you. So yeah, there's definitely, it's definitely written out. You can tell by listening to the entire episodes. There is a script they're working from.
So is it like an audiobook in podcast format, or is it different because it's not narrated by one person, it's kind of acted out, or what?
Yeah, it's a little bit of all that. It's not, I say news report, but it's not like watching two talking heads on TV. It's like you'll have a main narrator. Each show has a main narrator. There's actually a woman in Black Tapes, a gentleman in Tannis, and a woman in Limetown. And they'll narrate where they are in the story. They'll talk about something they found. And we'll say like if we were doing one now, I'll be like, I was working on, while I was working on News As, I got a message from Greg to suddenly pick up Almost Viral, and then we'd cut to like a clip of you and I doing the show. So there'd be,
okay.
You see what I'm saying? It goes on like that throughout the episode.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So is there any that you'd recommend for me? Have you come across one of these? That's, I don't know. I should branch out, but I'm wondering, is there any like techie, like cool sci-fi in related ones?
Cool sci-fi. These are, I don't know that they're not sci-fi because we're not at the resolution yet, but
okay.
I would say Black Tapes is probably of those three the one you would like best.
You think I would actually like it?
I think you would, yeah.
All right, I'm on it right now.
Okay.
I'm listening. Right. Black Tapes.
Yep.
All right, I'm doing this. Sweet.
And then I would say Limetown and Tannis after that. That's the order I would suggest you check those out. Tannis is a little, that's a slower burn. Tannis is by the same group that did Black Tapes. Black Tapes pretty much got to a good plateau, not a story end, but like a kind of a revelation moment. And they're taking the opposite approach with Tannis. It's very, very slow. Like slow burn storytelling. Mm-hmm. Each episode is entertaining enough on its own, but it's like you can tell they are going to be doing this for as long as they can before they give you a resolution.
I was going to say, shit, 206 episodes, but it's like 101, 102 through 110, and then it goes to season two kind of thing.
Wait, for how many Black Tapes?
Yeah.
No, you're looking like the wrong one.
There's like 26 then.
Oh, okay, you know,
they numbered them.
Oh, the numbers. I see. Yes, you're right. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, 206. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
I was like, I can't do this.
Yep. I don't have that kind of time.
Actually, I do now. But oh, well. No, that's cool, man. I have it downloaded, so I'm going to let you know what I think in 11 months.
All right, perfect. Like, the what now? The what what?
I never listened to any of that stuff.
You are on drugs.
Mm.
Mm.
We got eight in there.
Ow.
Love that boy.
What the hell are you quoting?
Dude, it's Sling Blade.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Now I get it. I was not even in that frame of mind.
Reckon I'll have the biggins. Mm. All right, Dan.
All right. Now, what about games?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a Sling Blade game?
Oh, dude. So, games. All right. Have you heard of the Souls series of games, like Dark Souls?
Oh,
Dark
yeah. Souls? I didn't realize there was a... You mean, it's a... What do you mean by series?
We'll call them the Souls series, because it's made by the same developer, From Software.
Okay.
So, they made Demon Souls. They made stuff before this too, but Demon Souls is like the first Souls game as far as I know. And then there's Dark Souls 1, Dark Souls 2, Dark Souls 3, which just came out like a month ago or so.
Okay.
And then there's Bloodborne. So I got Bloodborne a year ago and I beat it and actually beat the DLC content for it today. And they're like ridiculously hard games. Like, a lot of strategy, whether it's like parrying and rolling, and they're just awesome role-playing games. But since I had time with my job and stuff, I just dove right into it because I had it backlogged in my Steam library. So I beat Dark Souls 1 in a week, and it was like, holy crap, how have I not played this game before? It's so good. Like, I heard other people talk about it in the past, and I just kind of wrote it off as, oh, it's whatever, it's this hack and slash kind of game. But it's so difficult and it makes you so mad because you die so many times that you die because it's your fault. And you'll hear people say that a lot. It's like something you did wrong and you get good over time. So I beat Dark Souls 1, then I beat Dark Souls 2. It took like 2.5 weeks for both of those. And these are like 30 plus hour games.
Wow.
And then I'm like halfway through Dark Souls 3 right now and I beat Bloodborne. So I'm a Souls guy now. I'm a Souls bro.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you ever get time and you want to scream at the TV and throw your...
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I am so bad at modern games, I've now realized. Christy got me a PS4 for Christmas.
Oh, cool.
Specifically for Battlefront. I am so bad at it. I don't even play it.
Battlefront looks beautiful, though.
It is. It's gorgeous to look at. I wish I could just watch. I could watch other people play it. That's a use of the device you bought me. It's a great Netflix machine.
It's true. Yeah, it's good for Netflix. Well, you know what? So I'm glad you have this because we can do share play stuff.
Okay.
I have this game called Rezogun, and it's like a Defender clone, but it's 3D. And we can play that multiplayer, and I think I can actually like grant you access to play as player two without you buying the game.
Oh,
and
really?
It streams to you, and you can play it.
That's pretty cool.
Over the internet.
Do you need a movie?
Loch Ness Monster. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's it for games.
Okay.
And Souls games, and if you want a good recommendation for a Steam game, definitely it's Risk of Rain. It's so good, and it's cheap, and it looks crappy, but it's nice. Good. It's so good. I think I'm going to play that later on tonight after the VR comedy show.
There you go.
I got a big Thursday night planned.
That is. That's awesome. Of,
Henry's Hard Sodas and go to my VR nightclub. Talk to some ladies. Get in trouble by my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. She's just talking my to girlfriend.
VR ladies again.
You're just my girlfriend.
Do your shirt's pretty badass, by the way. Your Tron shirt.
Oh, my Tron. I was like, which one am I wearing? Tron. Yes. It used to glow in the dark. Doesn't anymore.
Tron. Bop, 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 bop.
Thank you.
Have you, you've seen the new movie, right? Tron Legacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you had.
No, I saw it. I saw it in theaters.
That'd be stupid. So.
Oh, did you see the new Star Wars since we've talked?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Did you like
went
it?
Went to the theater and I cried like three times.
Oh, get out.
Like happy cry. Like, this is good.
This is good.
This is a good movie. Ask me about any movie.
I signed up for 2 tech demonstrations so I could see it free Thursday and Friday.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, man, I really liked it, and I legitly like got a little teary-eyed. I don't know why. I just get into movies.
I did not get teary-eyed.
And just kind of happy, not like sad or anything.
I liked it. I liked it progressively less each time I saw it because it's like I saw it too many times in the first weekend, but I still like it.
So like you like Kylo Ren, even though he's all emo.
That's Dave and I have had this discussion. He doesn't like. I don't think any of the new characters. I actually like the new characters, but I don't want to get in a whole tangent of that. We have a podcast dedicated to that, but I realized we hadn't talked about that.
Star Wars in character.
That's the one. Yes,
you need to check out.
Yep.
Star Wars in character.
You guys should do the monkey that's on the fence. What the? I don't know what that is.
Star Wars. What segment are we in right now?
I think we're in our viral video now.
Oh, it's time.
Are you ready?
It's almost viral.
All right. I think this one might be viral by the time I get this online, but...
Are we going to sync up and watch this?
I was like, I got it all ready on my phone so I can pipe the sound through here right directly into the recording.
Oh, nice. Whenever you're ready, count it out.
It is called Intense Self-Defense. That's all you need to do to find it on YouTube. So here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
What?
It's the pose at the end that's cracking me up.
I feel like I've seen this.
Really?
No, maybe not. It looks familiar, though. I'm sure other people have done this.
Probably, yeah. This is the best one. Right there.
Oh, that's good. Jesus.
So it's just a minute of nut shots, basically, in assault defense class. Good. Maybe not her best one, but I saw it the first time I watched it, I laughed.
No, that's pretty good, man.
My runner.
To think, today of like, what video have I seen that's just made me die laughing? And there hasn't been a lot lately, but that one's pretty good.
There's not the one I was before I saw this one. The one I was going to suggest, it doesn't make you die laughing, but you watch it and just shake your head. It was called, I'll give you the title of it. It's called Mr. Beer Gone Horribly Wrong. And it's about a guy. It's this guy who bought a Mr. Beer kit at a yard sale, and he made everything from the kit. And like when he was done, he realized all the ingredients were 15 years, like literally 15 years old. I'm not exaggerating. And then he actually was drinking the beer, and like it was horrible. I mean, it looked like it's something you shouldn't put in your body, and it's kind of growing on him, but not really. And it's just like you're watching it. Like one, why did you make this? And two, why are you drinking it? And then three, why are you still drinking it? It's just like it gets increasingly. He's making increasingly poor choices through the video, but it's not laugh out loud funny. It was
just long.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah. So does he get sick at all?
Not in the video, but he actually says, I forget the exact quote, but he's like, this is pretty terrible, but I could realistically see myself getting used to this. Like, well, no, you don't drink 15 year old beer.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Yeah.
So intense that's not right. What is it? Intense self-defense. I said the fitness. Yes. I said the fitness.
Intense self-defense training.
Yeah.
It's all nut shots. Yeah. That one, the splits. Yeah. It's good. It's a good time.
Yeah. Right in the nuts.
That's good. Dude. So, if you want to join me later, you can use a computer screen and join the VR.
Oh, yeah.
Nightclub.
I could. I do actually have to watch the Lightning game because it is the very last game of the semifinals tonight. We're going to find out who San Jose plays in the Stanley Cup. So I do want to see that.
Do you want to go to a club where people wee on each other?
What is that? I know the character, but what?
Yeah.
Was that is that old Greg?
Easy now, my fuzzy little man Peach. Yeah, that's what it's from.
Old Greg, okay.
Maybe I'll do to you what I did to Carly Jefferson.
I'm old Greg. That's all I remember.
I'm old Greg.
That was one of our videos.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Love old Greg.
Love old Greg.
I think last episode we did that nice guy.
Yeah, nice. We did. Yeah. Yep.
Taste that? Tastes nice. Finger in.
God, you remember all that?
It's coming back to me now.
That's scary.
All right, take it home.
All right. Well, that is it for this year.
I'll see you guys in the club.
We'll be back in another year with another video of nut shots or Japanese girls singing or something. I don't know. Whatever we talk about on this show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is it for Almost Viral for this episode. Everything we do, is all the podcasts we've been talking about, can be found at neozaz.com, or all the arcade stuff Greg's been talking about can be found at youtube.com/arcadeimpossible, right?
Yeah, or arcadeimpossible.com.
Oh, you got your own .com? Had that for a while.
For me.
Okay, my bad.
Right.
No, you're making sure it's still online?
It forwards to the YouTube.
Oh, yes. Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, that's even better. arcadeimpossible.com, neozaz.com. Is Scoreground still online?
It is online, but it's dead.
Okay, I will not talk about that then. Ignore that. Don't go there.
One day we'll bring it back or not, but it was fun.
Okay, well, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter account, don't we? Both called Almost Viral, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We check it daily, so tweet us and we'll retweet you. And
hit us up on that. Maybe we'll get another episode out before another year. We'll see. Yeah. No promises. But until then, I will say, thanks for listening. Thanks for catching up with me, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, dude. Good times. It's been a while.
Yep.
You need to do this again soon.
Cool. Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you whenever that next episode comes around.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Almost Viral. Almost Viral is a neozaz.com and Arcade Impossible co-production. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, visit neozaz.com. Visit Arcade Impossible's YouTube channel at youtube.com/arcadeimpossible. Catch all the latest Almost Viral episodes at neozaz.com and follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/almostviral.